like to speak to the adventurers today. So, adults, I want you to just listen in and help me out where you can. But I'd like to speak to our adventurers today. I'd like to play a little Sabbath Jeopardy. One question. I want you to listen up. You have to form it and give the answer in the form of a question. You know that how that goes with Jeopardy. So listen up. Adults, you'll probably have to help the children on this one. So listen up. Rhythmic vocalization and involuntary action affecting 15 muscles in the face. The respiratory system is upset by the epiglottis. You intake air that makes you gasp. And in extreme cases, you will activate the tear ducts. That's right. I heard it out there. Say it louder. What is laughing? What is laughing? I thought I would talk about, and the title of my sermon is something about Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. Now, I know some of you said, now, didn't he just preach that? I hope you know that the spelling is different. M-E-R-R-Y, Mary. In fact, the Bible goes on to say, it's a passage, adventures that I want you to remember. In Proverbs, come the passage in Proverbs. A merry heart doeth good like a what, everybody? Like a medicine. Or as the Jerusalem Bible puts it, a glad heart is an excellent medicine. Or as a couple of our adventurers says, another version says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. I would like for you to do something and keep in your heart, adventurers, and I don't want this to ever leave you. What I want you to do, and it's the one things that humans do that no other creature does but mankind. And that is laugh. Animals don't laugh. No other creatures do this but man. And so with that in mind, I believe God put that in us. There's something about Mary. M-E-R-R-Y. I want you to always, in fact, this is your time. If you'll go to the book of Ecclesiastes in your own spare time, you'll find out it says a time to weep and a time to what? Laugh. That's right. The Bible says as a time to laugh. Adventurers, this is your time. I want you to always be able to have a cheerful heart and laugh. I know you can do that. You don't even have to be taught to do this. I see some of you laughing at me already. And when you laugh, I laugh. We just finished Christmas. And many said, Merry Christmas. How can you say Merry Christmas with a frown? You have to laugh. You have to have a cheerful heart. The Bible says that a merry or a cheerful heart does good like a medicine. And I was looking up about laughing. And you know what I found out? That as soon as a baby is born, not long after that, they laugh. Have you ever seen that? A little baby, 9 weeks old, starts giggling, I read. They can't even focus well, but they're giggling. God put that there. By the time they're 4 months old, they laugh once every hour. At 10 months, they start seeking out ways to laugh. You ever play peekaboo? It doesn't make any sense, but they do it because they want to laugh. But when you get 6 years old, researchers say that a six-year-old laughs 300 times a day. But when we get to be adults, it drops down to 170. So that's why I say this, adventurers, is your time. We want you to be able to laugh. Sometimes you can laugh so hard that you cry. If my wife and son were here, we have many fond memories as we've been in the San Diego County area for over 10 years. But all I need to say to my wife and son is the La Jolla Talent Contest, and we all break out laughing. Now, they're not here, so I could kind of get away with it. If I said that and my wife was here, she'd start laughing. All of the things we've done in this county over the 10 years, all I need to do is just say La Jolla Talent Contest, and we break out laughing. I can't tell you what it's about. I'll tell you, you ask me later on, I'll tell you what it's about. I can't say it publicly, but for us as a family, we break out laughing whenever we remember that. Laughter is a good thing. You know, they did a study. Men's Health did a study, and they broke out the old Mary Tyler Moore comedy shows, and they found out that people burned 100 calories just watching the Mary Tyler Moore show. Researchers found out that laughing 100 times is equal to 10 minutes of a rowing machine or 15 minutes of exercise on a bike. Now, I hope that won't stop some of you from getting on the bike, but that's interesting to know. It helps the diaphragm, the abdomen, your respiratory, your face, your legs, your back, all get a workout when you laugh. And they say that laughter consists of short vowel-like notes that are repeated every 210 milliseconds, and you either, when you laugh, you say, ha, 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 or ho, ho, ho. Never the combination. So you're either ha, ha, ha laugh or ho, ho, ho laugh. So you'll have to listen sometime to see which kind your parents do, all right? That's fun to do that. And they say about laughter that the boss or the person that's in a superior position has a tendency to make those that are under them, that work for them, laugh. They use humor as a way of finding out things about people who work for them. And they say that they have researchers and say that when the boss laughs, the employees laugh also, whether it's funny or not. And they've even discovered, surprisingly, that even when they use laughing gas or nitric oxide, that it doesn't work as well when you're alone. Laughter seems to work better when you're with people. In fact, you ever heard the expression, laughter it really is contagious. In fact, it works better in a group. In fact, groups bind. Or there's bonding when groups laugh. I know there are people and they'll tell me you shouldn't be laughing in church. I know, I've heard it. And I don't purposely go out to have people laugh. I like for it to be natural. But there's a bonding to an audience laughing. Cheerful heart does good like of medicine. Let me share something with you. I say that this is your time, adventurers. I want you to laugh, because what you're going to discover as you get older, you're going to find a lot of zones set up by adults where you can't laugh. You won't do much laughing on your job. The teacher certainly doesn't want you laughing at school. And even at church, they don't want you to laugh. So you'll have to fight to find zones of laughter where you can have a merry heart. My prayer is that as you come in here, I want you to pay attention to your teacher. I certainly want you to do that. I don't want to cause a problem in your Sabbath school class. But I hope that you will feel comfortable enough, even around church, to laugh. Is that all right, adventurers? That's all right. I want you to feel that you can have a cheerful heart around us in God's house. Guess what words, just before Jesus was going to the cross. I really wondered about this. I wonder, should I even talk about this? It's controversial. But just before Jesus went to the cross, Jesus knew something. John 16 and verse 33. You can look it up in your spare time, adults. He cited these words. It was some of the last words that Jesus said before he went to the cross. And after then, he says a prayer. You'll read afterwards. But let me read you these words that Jesus says. And this is why, adventurers, I think it's so important that you have a cheerful heart, that you continue to laugh and find places where you can laugh and enjoy and have a merry heart. Because Jesus said this. John 16 and verse 33. And it says this. In the world, you will have tribulations. But then he doesn't stop there. He says, but be of good cheer. What a message. I don't think I've ever heard anybody mention that. That's some of the last instructions to us. Be of good, what? Cheer. Be of what? Cheer. Of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Jesus knew that we would hear things like the tsunami. We would hear things like all of the negative things that go on in this world. And as adults, we are bombarded with that. And so it's harder for us to laugh and have a merry heart. But the Lord says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I think the only way, adventurers, that you can apply a merry heart and be cheerful and laugh, you have to apply this in the context of the golden rule. Treating others the way you want to be treated. That so we laugh, but we're not laughing and making fun at people. It's a joyous, happy, cheerful heart that causes us to bubble over and just laugh. It's looking at we would consider mundane. Sometimes I can hardly contain myself when I see some of the just natural things that happen in church with children. Don't you react that way? I hope as adults, I hope you see that and enjoy that. Is that all right? I hope you enjoy what's happening right here. Pathfinders, adventurers, adults, maybe it's just not adventurous time. Maybe it's all of our time to enjoy, to laugh, to have a merry heart, to be of good cheer. We live in that kind of world today. Isn't that right? And it says that it does something good to us. It makes us feel good, just like a medicine. Now, I have to admit, some things around us we're going to find horrible. And we can't always change the things around us or the circumstances. But one thing that we can have happen, we can have Jesus change our attitude toward things and give us a merry heart. When Jesus was on the cross, guess what he said? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And when Jesus went on the cross, he in essence said to all of us, you'll get the last laugh. My victory is your victory. You win because Jesus wins. So be cheerful. Have a merry heart. Laugh with Jesus' joy. Adventurers, enjoy your young years. It's your time. Enjoy. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father in heaven, what a joy it is to serve you. When we think about you, all 15 of the muscles that make us laugh, they move in our face because we can only smile and think about your love and your grace and your mercy. And Lord, when we think about the adventurers here in this church, how precious they are. And we can only smile and think about what joy they must have in their young lives. We pray, Lord, that as they come to this church and as they learn all of the things that the adventurers learn, that they will do it with a cheerful heart, with a joyful heart, that they will enjoy it. And then years later, when they will face life and all of its difficulty, they will look back on some of these scenes right here at Fallbrook, and a great big smile will come on their face. And for some, it'll bring them right back to church. And when they come back, may they see the love of Jesus in our church, on our faces. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Adventurers, give me a smile.